Okay, so it's a bright Wednesday morning, and I'm down by the banks of the Colne, and I've just enjoyed a very, very tasty cappuccino coffee here at the Quayside Cafe, which is a regular treat during the daily commute between Wivenhoe and Colchester. But news does reach me of something not quite right, I think, happening here, something a bit disappointing. So to explain a bit more, I've got a member of staff who is very, very kindly going to clarify what the situation is. So it is the Quayside Cafe. People must know it if you're cycling between Colchester and Wivenhoe. Madam, if we just really first start off, and so what's happening here down at the Quayside Cafe? What's the future, or maybe not?
Well, the future of the cafe is that it'll be closing due to a new company coming in that's leasing the keys and no longer wish to run the cafe from here.
And so the space here, it's leased out, well, it's owned by the university.
It's correct, yes.
And then it's leased out and then managed, or the actual facilities are run by a different organisation. But that's all changing. And so you've been told that you're moving on. Where to, do we know?
I'm moving back onto the main campus of the university.
Which leaves pretty much here, I guess, down by the Quayside accommodation, the early facilities being just accommodation.
At the moment, but when they build the new accommodation over on the meadows, they are going to be putting a cafe and that in there.
And who would you say are your main customers? Who passes through here?
It's about 50-50 between students and cyclists and walkers and that pass by the cafe.
It's actually on the route of the cycle network, so it's a very convenient stop-off for having some refreshment if you're going between Colchester to Wivenhoe and further beyond. And looking around here, I guess students just see it as a nice, friendly place to really sit down and maybe take a break from their studying.
That's right. A lot of time it's used as a social space by them.
And what's been the reaction, please, from your customers, from the students?
Basically, they're quite alarmed that we're going, you know, because they love the place. But unfortunately, we don't have a say in what happens to the area.
And I guess really there is no turning back, because this is the way that these leases and arrangements are done. And so the cafe is heading out towards university. Maybe it's worth stressing, thankfully jobs are safe, but it's not really, I think, great for the area here, because it's developed into quite a nice little community space.
It has indeed, especially during the summer months, you know, when there's a lot more cyclists and walkers about. It is a nice area to stop and have a coffee.
So the sort of timeline here, final question is, we're looking around March time, sadly, will be when the cafe moves on.
That's correct, towards the end of March.
And it's a fairly substantial space, so do we know what's going to be here instead?
As far as we're aware, it's going to be turned into more accommodation.
More accommodation, I guess, more money coming in, that's the way of the world.
Unfortunately.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, madam. We wish you well on campus, and thank you for explaining more to us.
That's okay.